This is part two of my ramble on programming language books, implementation and popularity. My name is Michael Ford. My blog is at voidspace.org.uk/blog. In part one, which was a 5-minute audio boo, and of course I didn't realise it was limited to 5 minutes, I was just talking about different implementations of Ruby. And one interesting fact is that, as far as I know, certainly on the performance metrics that I've seen, JRuby, which is the implementation of Ruby on the Java virtual machine, is actually faster than Jython, the implementation of Python on the Java virtual machine. Jython actually languished for many years. The last stable release for a long while was version 2.1 of Python, which is very old and lacks a lot of key language features. And so the Jython team have spent a lot of time. They've just done a 2.5 release, which is fantastic and brings Jython pretty much up to date with Python. But one of the things they haven't had a big chance to look at yet is performance. So that's one of the things they're going to be focusing particularly on in the next release. And JRuby is a very good implementation of Ruby. It's used a lot in production, and it's generally considered to be the fastest implementation of Ruby around. So back in 2006, certainly 2007, there were all these implementations of Ruby that were in progress. There wasn't so much interest in Python, so it seemed. There were all these Ruby books coming out, and there was a bit of a lull in publishing in the Python world, and it perhaps didn't look so good for those of us in the Python community. Of course, that was a lull, and as I've said, what happened with Ruby and dynamic languages in general did a lot of good for Python, and we've since seen, particularly in the implementations area, a huge amount of interest recently in new implementations of Python, with a focus on making Python faster. One of the drivers for this has been Google, and they have a commercial interest, a strong business interest in making Python faster. Python is already serving YouTube traffic as we speak. It's used a great deal inside Google. And if Python was faster, they'd be able to use it a lot more. So they've got this project called Unladen Swallow, which is a branch of Python, they see it as. They want to merge their performance improvements back into the core implementation of Python, CPython. We'll see whether that happens. There are issues around it. Some of the things they're doing involve the use of C++, and there's currently no C++ in the core Python code base. Some of the tools they're using, the Windows support isn't very good, and Python is strongly cross-platform, so whatever is done needs to be tested and needs to work well on Windows. But the core idea of Unladen Swallow is to introduce a JIT, a just-in-time compiler, to Python, with other side issues like removing reference counting, switching to something like a mark and sweep garbage collector, and from there being able to get rid of the global interpreter lock so that we can so that Python can scale across multiple cores when using multiple threads, something which is a bit of an issue in the Python community at the moment. Not everyone believes that Python should work well with threads. They think it's better to encourage people to use processes. Meanwhile, other languages continue to develop interesting concurrency models using thread as the underlying primitive. So I think in the long term, we've got to see something happen in Python there. And the way that the Unladen Swallow team are doing this, are looking to achieve these goals, are by integrating the low-level virtual machine, the LLVM, and get a JIT from there into Python. And their recent quarter two release, which is not intended to be for production use, but they've actually got the LLVM integrated into Python, which is great. We're also seeing strong progress on the PyPy, the Python in Python project there. The fifth incarnation of the JIT, the joke was that PyPy had more JITs than there were implementations of Python, but that's making good progress. They can now fully translate their Python interpreter and JIT it. And apparently the assembly language it emits out the back is of shocking quality. So it runs just about the same speed with the JIT as without. But the great news is that there's a lot of room for optimizing the assembly language that they generate and becoming faster. And I'm nearly at the 5-minute mark on part two. So I'll see you in part three.